Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is an amazing story with a wonderful lesson. Once there was a rabbi who had an organization. He had a Jewish educational organization, and he went to visit people in senior facilities, old people, and he dealt with people that had different kinds of challenges and so forth. And did a lot of nice work, a lot of good work. He had some other people working for him part-time, and he had to raise money. And he did really pretty good work. The organization was really doing okay. But it was very disorganized. It was a disorganized organization. And therefore, it was not really as much as it could have been. There's a lot of things that didn't go right. There's a lot of things that didn't get done on time, and really a lot more could have been done. And so he just began to think, maybe I shouldn't really be in charge of this organization. And he talked to one of his rabbis, and his rabbi said, well, you know, I don't really quite understand why you're the head of such an organization when you're so disorganized. And his rabbi encouraged him to try to get more organized, but he did say to him, like, not really sure why you're in charge of an organization, you know, when you're such a disorganized person. And one day he was looking in a book of the Rebbe's letters, and he saw that the Rebbe wrote a letter to a person in Eretz Yisrael. And the letter said, since you are in a position of being in charge of an organization, therefore Hashem surely gives you the ability to do a good job at it. That was basically the letter, very short letter. And our friend, this rabbi, looked at that letter and said, wow, that's really a letter that could have been written to me. Instead of my always thinking, why am I so disorganized? Why am I in charge of an organization when I'm such a disorganized person? What I should be thinking is what the Rebbe said to this person. If Hashgacha Pratis Hashem put me in this position of being in charge of an organization, that means I have the ability to do it right, to be organized, to be on time, to make sure everything works the way it's supposed to work. Yes, if Hashem put me in this position, of course, that's how an organization has to be run. That's what the word organization means, something which is organized. And certainly I do have that ability. And he began to focus not on how disorganized he was and why am I in charge of this organization, but that I have the ability to be organized and therefore I'm going to do it. And sure enough, step by step, this person began to run the organization the way it's supposed to be run. And of course, the organization grew and became stronger and accomplished more, and people had more respect for it. And the main thing was that many, many people benefited. But another main thing was that this person discovered that he doesn't have to be disorganized. That in fact, once he began to run his organization that way, and realized that this is what Hashem expects from him, he was able to be organized in all areas of his life. And as the previous Rebbe wrote, a chassid is mesuder. A chassid has to be mesuder, and in general, a Jew has to be mesuder, has to be organized. Because after all, to do all of the mitzvahs and to learn all the Torah, we have to be organized. We have to be an organized person. And so too, when it comes to learning about Mashiach and Geula, we have to be organized about that too. And therefore, I will just add one small piece in addition to what we've learned so far about Mashiach. And that is that the word Mashiach is the same letters as the word Simcha. And the idea of Mashiach coming is connected with Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a time in which, first of all, we have a lot of Simcha. And secondly, Shabbos is a day which is used to compare to the times of Mashiach. As we say in the benching, that Shabbos is a day which is like the world to come. And therefore, by being besimcha and being organized in our approach of learning more about Mashiach and Geula, certainly this will strengthen our efforts and Mashiach will come immediately, God willing, and very soon, And especially through our learning of Torah and doing the mitzvahs, this will be speeded up. Thank you so much for joining us for Jewish Stories and More.